Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Great things He has done. He has done great things whereof we are glad. Thank you, beloved, for joining me today on the Voice Daily Devotional Encounter. It's another day of hope, love, and peace of the Holy Spirit. Rejoice and be glad in it. I pray God perfect all that concerns you today in the name of Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7 says, God cares for you, so turn all your worries over unto Him. So, beloved, you need to turn your worries, anxieties, and fears to the Lord because He cares for you. There may be pressures on every side due to the work, family, or other demands. But remember that Jesus cares for you. Jesus, speaking in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 31 to 33, say, don't worry and ask yourself, will we have anything to eat? Will we have anything to drink? Will we have any clothes to wear? Only people who don't know God are always worrying about such things. He said, your Father in heaven knows that you need all of these. He said, but more than anything else, put God first and do what He wants. Then the other things will be yours as well. He said, God knows that you are in need of everything you are worried about. So put your trust in God. Hallelujah. Beloved, the scripture says in Isaiah 26 and verse 3 that the Lord gives perfect peace to those whose faith is firm. So let your faith, trust, and believe in God through Christ be firm. Remain unshakable, and I pray God perfect all that concerns you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Very quickly, I'd like to continue from where I stopped. Previously, I started sharing on living by sacrifice, and I believe God started a great work through the exhortation. Today, by the grace of God, I'd continue on the same subject, but I want you to be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit will be speaking to you. I know God will speak peace to His people. Hallelujah. Psalm 50 and verse 5, God says, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. This shows that the saints are those who made covenant with God through sacrifice, those who are intentional about their worship to God. Beloved, what is a sacrifice? There are many definitions, but I choose to pick this one. It says, to surrender or suffer to be lost for the sake of obtaining something higher. No wonder Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 to 8, that, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yeah, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Hallelujah. My beloved listener, I said previously that there is a demand God placed on you that requires your sacrifice. There is a demand, success in marriage, placed on you that required your sacrifice. There is a demand, greatness placed on you that demands your sacrifice. And above all, there is a demand, following Christ, placed on you that requires your sacrifice. Child of God, if you want to go higher, you must be willing and ready to give up something. It's a law. The devil understands this law, and those who worship him, they know each time they need anything or access a greater height in him, they must offer a sacrifice. So as believers, we have the greater privilege in Christ, who has paid the highest sacrifice we need to be accepted by God the Father. So we need to live by sacrifice. If you want to get the best of your business, marriage, relationship with God and men, live by sacrifice. John Maxwell shared four keys or laws of sacrifice, which I believe it will be profitable to your consumption. He says, number one, there is no success without a sacrifice. Number two, leaders are often asked to give up more than others. Number three, you must keep giving up to stay up. Number four, the higher the level of leadership, the higher the sacrifice. Beloved, so as a leader in whatever capacity, you need to be willing and ready to give up to stay up. Join me in my next broadcast as I shared on the objects of sacrifice. As you step out today, I pray God perfect all that concerns you in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to your spirit, soul, and body. I command every spirit of infirmities, leave now in the name of Jesus. I declare uncommon favor to you in every places where you have been rejected. I pray, let the mercies of God locate and vindicate you in the name of Jesus. I speak to a woman listening to me right now. Your time of celebration has come. You have been asking God how long, but He said I should announce to you that this is your season. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I declare, go and possess your possessions. No power can stop you, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Beloved, if you have not given your heart to the Lord Jesus, this is another opportunity you have to do so. You need to believe, receive, and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior to have eternal life. Amen. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. I believe you have been greatly blessed. For prayers, counseling, partnership, or support, kindly call or send us a message on +234 805 514 5594. My name is Olayinka Olaushebiko, Pastor at Glorious Family Ministries International. Keep listening to the Voice Daily Devotional broadcast. Keep listening to church93.fm. Remember, there is no success without a sacrifice. Have a fruitful new day. Jesus loves you. Stay blessed and lifted.